Welcome in to episode 64 of the Godly Young Men podcast. In this one, I think we're taking a different direction in terms of talking about being directionless. The last couple, so we did our lists of five, right? And we very much wanted to kind of make that just a fun one.
Daughters and sons. We want
sons
to teach
and daughters. Yeah, exactly. And of course, in our last one, we talked about spending time with God, being very spiritual. This one is one that is kind of in the same vein as the last one, which is we discussed things around it, but I don't know that we've come right out and said, this is, you know, here's how you handle this issue. We've talked about choosing a career. We've talked about striving for greatness. We've talked about things in this vein, kind of. But we really haven't handled just this problem of directionlessness, which I think actually we're seeing a lot of young men struggling with in life, where they seem just handicapped. Paralyzed. They feel like they're not really moving in any direction, especially as you're hitting 17, 18, 19 years old. Of course, this is 15 to 25 is kind of who we're looking for. And that time, as you're transitioning out of high school, there's a lot of young guys, and even transition out of college, where they go, what do I want to do? What do I want to be for the rest of my life? I don't know. I'm going to try this, going to try that. Maybe they work four, five, six different jobs, small-time jobs, just trying to figure out something. But they generally feel directionless in life.
And this is a tough spot for us, you know, Joe and I, for this topic, because for a lot of this, we want to be very sympathetic with the fact that, you know, we understand there's a lot of causes as to why young men kind of feel directionless that we're about to get to, and a lot of things that are somewhat out of their control, at least a few of them, not all of them. But so there's sympathy from us on the one end of, like, you know, feeling directionless. That's a tough spot to be. Like, we don't want anybody to be there. At the same time, there's the other side of it, which is like, I don't really think either one of us struggle with this. I think this is something that is a little bit more newfangled, so to speak. Like, you know, Gen Z is struggling with this more, I think, than, you know, even millennials did and things like that. And so we just want to dive into it. We don't have like a lot of concrete, like, this is what we think on this. We just want to dive into this and kind of figure out, discuss, okay, how do we get young men out of being directionless? Because we firmly believe, strive for greatness, every godly young man should have a direction in life.
Yeah.
You should know where you're going. You should know where you want to go. And so what to do if you find yourself in this directionless point. But Joe, let's start with, what are the causes of this? What do you think are the reasons why? Because I would say, I know when we did our trailer for the first episode of this podcast all the way back at the beginning of last year, aimlessness was the word that was used. And I think that again ties directly into this of just, you don't really know which way you're going. Again, you're just kind of aimless. Just
floating in the wind a little bit.
Yeah. And so what do you think are some of the causes of that?
I want to say the first one on the list, actually, I want to put as last, because okay, I think that might be, that's a big one. That's a big one.
Good call.
What I would start with is there is an emergence of get rich quick careers. YouTube is one of these, right? And so everybody wants to strike it rich like immediately. And Gen Z, I would say millennial, kind of started into this. You think about the average, now, interestingly enough, there are some guys that got rich very, very quick with the tech boom of the Gen X and baby boomer generation.
Well, crypto as
crypto's
well,
come yeah. in. That's kind of the new thing, right, is crypto. So I would say maybe there always has been somewhat of a get rich quick, but man, this generation very much seems to be defined
TikTok
by that.
TikTok star, influencer, exactly. OnlyFans. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Like, boom, immediately you went from having nothing to having everything overnight. You look at Post Malone. He posts a couple songs on SoundCloud. Next thing you know, they're getting millions of hits, and he's just some huge superstar.
He's huge now, yeah.
These things happen where there's enough stories out there, enough people we've seen with these get-rich-quick careers, that it seems plausible. It seems like that could be me, that could be you, right? If we just apply ourselves, if we're really good at making YouTube videos, if we're really funny on TikTok, if we're really whatever it may be, I think with the emergence of those things, like, being more present in the culture than ever before, this does lead to the aimlessness where, you know, maybe there's a guy that has tried some of these things and he's got like 1,000 followers on YouTube, but he's not really making it big. He hasn't set himself up for the direction in life that he wants to go, because he wanted to get rich quick and he's realizing that's a lot harder than I thought.
It's a lot maybe of work
didn't. Too, yeah, it's yeah. a lot of work. It didn't take off the way I thought. So I would say, just number one on what causes this, the directionlessness, if that's a word, directionlessness.
Yes, yeah, sure. We'll go with it.
Is the emergence of get rich quick careers.
The next one I would say is just kind of fear of the unknown. I actually this one I did struggle with when I was young. I think I've told the story before of, like, because I was, my parents wanted me to take a lot of college courses while I was still in high school. I think I was in my sophomore or junior year when I first started. The program I was in was basically like needed me to pick my major at 15 years old. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, I'm in my sophomore year of high school. I do not know what I want to do. And there was a lot of that fear of, like, man, what if I make the wrong choice? What if I I'm interested in this now, and I'm not interested in 5 years. And I know, you know, I didn't really go to the traditional college route, but I know with young men in colleges, a lot of it's like, what if I choose the wrong college? Again, wrong major, all these things. And so there's a lot of fear, and that fear can paralyze you.
Yeah.
That fear can paralyze you into being directionless into, well, I'm just not going to pick anything. I'm just going to find myself. I'm going to take a gap year. I'm just going to, you know, kind of basically mess around and do nothing for a year, which I don't think is good. I don't think it's healthy. And so, but I, as far as what causes a lot of this directionlessness, I do think it's a lot of fear of the unknown, fear of stepping out into, you know, man, you know, what if your job's not fulfilling? What if your career is not right, something that you're just ultra passionate about? I get that. At the same time, again, doing something is better than doing nothing. And so I would caution young men against letting the fear of the unknown paralyze you into inactivity.
I would dovetail this with, and we don't have this on here, but fear of failure.
Yeah.
Because it goes right along with that. Fear of failure. What if I step out into this, you know, what if I go to school for, I don't know, being a doctor, and I realize I'm not good at this, or I hate this, or I flunk out.
Medical school's too hard.
Medical school's too hard, whatever it is, I don't want to fail. What if I really step into graphic design and I fail? What if I say, I think a lot of people are fearing failure these days. Why? Because they very much feel like it's a one and done. And meanwhile, they're looking at all their friends. Maybe they got a few friends that did get rich quick careers.
Yeah.
Maybe they got a few friends who went into crypto and they're millionaires and they feel like they have to catch up immediately. First off, no, you don't. Second off, the fear of failure is just giving up, I think, more than anything. And we're going to get to this and kind of what to do when you feel directionlessness coming on. But there's the fear of the unknown. There's the fear of failing. I would say also, and maybe this is mean to say, but kind of like they don't want to grow up. They're comfortable living in their parents' house. They're comfortable playing their video games. They're comfortable seeing their buddies or whatever it is every night of the week, or go and play Magic the Gathering or whatever it might be. They're comfortable with that. They don't necessarily want to grow up. And there's a hard knocks aspect to finding direction in life. Because once you find direction, and I've had this theory before, like, you know, everybody starts their life kind of at this V approach, and it opens and opens and opens. When you find direction in what you want to do, it actually starts to close into this diamond shape, where you're coming to a point, and this is when things actually have purpose, as you're trying to find your purpose and find this value. But you have to, like, if you're directionless, it's, you yeah, know, it's open. You just keep I could going. Be anything. Yeah. I could be way out here. And that seems so great. When you finally find purpose, you start saying no to a lot of things because you're no longer infinitely open. You actually are starting to come to a point. There's a fear element in that, and there's also a not ready to grow up element of, like, I'm not ready to give up the freedom
that comes with the flexibility
that comes with, I could be anything. Yeah, but you're not going to be. You're going to be one thing probably, so figure out what that one thing is and stop looking at the I could be anything, quote unquote, because that's what's paralyzing you from becoming something.
Is that diamond concept original to you?
That is.
That is really good.
Yeah, thank you.
That is really
good.
Joe's creative therapy brain there coming in clutch.
I love all of the, I'm such a shapes guy. I tell you what, you should look
at my
therapy.
The circles, the diamonds.
I got a therapy notebook.
The pyramid.
Oh yeah, full of shapes, therapy shapes. Some that are native to me and some that are not.
I love the diamond thing. That's really cool, really creative there. So the next one that I'm going to get at as far as, again, what are the causes of this directionlessness? We've got one and two. I'm going to go ahead and hit number one.
We'll end
with number two because we skipped over that one as well.
Yeah.
Lack of parental guidance. This is where I do really sympathize with a lot of the young men, again, 16, 17, 18, that are just like, man, I don't really know which way to turn, what to chase after, what career. I do place a lot of blame on parents not really guiding. Again, just kind of like, well, you graduated high school, so next step's college, right? What college you want to go to? Okay, you know what, mate? Like, no guidance whatsoever. It's just you're expected to go to college. You're expected to pick a major. You're expected to, and again, there's no direction. There's no guidance from the parents, and again, we just had an episode on things we're going to teach our kids, sons and daughters. Personally, for me, for my son, I plan to give him a lot of guidance in what career he chooses.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dictate it for him. I'm not going to say, well, you have to be this. But hopefully we're going to have the relationship where he's going to ask me, hey, what do you think about this career? What do you think about this major choice? Or what do you think about this going down this path, taking this job offer? I want to give him guidance because as somebody who has, you know, by that point, been in the career field or the corporate world, so to speak, for 20, 30 years, I'm going to have a little experience. I'm going to have a little bit of knowledge on what, you know, what companies might be good to work for or what things to look for in a career or job. And so I want to give him that guidance. And so a lot of the causes of directionless for young men is their parents are not offering them that, specifically their dads. And shame on the parents for that, I would say. Yeah. Shame on dads for not giving their sons guidance on these things of just, well, you know, you decide, well, whatever college you want to go to, whatever you want to do with your life. Young men need guidance on this, and I think there's nothing to be ashamed of to want help and guidance on this.
There's also an element of, as a dad, you're going to have to be a little bit of a jerk. Why? I could be anything. Yeah. The chase your dreams, you should have squashed that a long time ago. As a father, you're not trying to squash your son's dreams per se, as much as you're trying to say, all right, son, let's be realistic here. Yep. You know, let's think about
let's,
you
let's
are
be in touch with reality.
Correct. You are so good at this. You know, what are your thoughts on heading into, I see an aptitude in these. That's what you, as a father, you should be doing, is seeing ways that your son is apt, right? That he's ready, he's prepared, he could really make a life of this. And instead you go, well, son, you could be anything. Don't fall into that. He can't be anything. Like, just the majority of people, if he has an aptitude, if he's fantastic at engineering or whatever else, okay, you could be an engineer. If he hates doing math,
probably not going to be an engineer.
Probably not going to be an engineer. Okay, so as fathers, this is where you ought to be very in touch with your kid. And so this is one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up close to last. You have to know your kid. You have to know what he's good at and what he's not. And I love that you said that. Like, no, we're not going to dictate to our sons what they need to do. But I better be plugged in enough to say, hey, Harrison, you're not, I don't know that you're going to thrive in this area because I've seen this, or I know friends that are in this, and I'll let you talk to a friend and see if this is something you're interested in.
Right.
But by and large, he's probably not going to be, because I know my son, I know what he's good at. We don't have that these days. So you got a lot of young men who either the dads are kind of like, you could be anything, or like you said, well, whatever, son, you know, I'll let you pick your own major. There's no direction there. Are we shocked that they would be directionless when they've never been given a direction in the first place?
Right.
The dad doesn't have to choose the exact path that you're going to walk, but he does need to say, we're going north, son. Now, you don't have to choose this path, but somewhere in the vein of going north.
We're not going west.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not going west. That's just not what we do here. We're going to go north. The dad needs to give that. I think this is, I'm so glad you put this on the list. I think it's one of the biggest problems, and I know I'm going off on this one specifically, but I genuinely think this is one of the biggest problems we have in this country is parents yep. who kind of take the me generation of like, hey, well, I made it, and you can make it on your own, and we're just kind of do our own thing, and I don't want to infringe on him or anything else. We need that. We have a lot of young men who are not stepping up. Go ahead and get us, though, into the last one here.
Yeah, so again, last thing, causes for directionlessness for young men. Just a lack of understanding of your purpose.
Yeah.
Lack of understanding in what is your purpose in life? What are you here to do? What do you want to do? And this is going to lead us into kind of what do you feel or what to do when you feel rather directionlessness. But I think if you ask a lot of young men, again, even before they hit 20, hey, what's your purpose in life? What? Like, you know, you're going to get blank stares. You're going to hear crickets because we don't think about that a lot. What is our purpose? And even if they give the kind of textbook spiritual answer of like, oh, glorify God and reflect Christ, you know, beyond that, they don't know what their purpose is. And so that to me is where we really need to get at the heart of this question of what do you do when you feel directionlessness. I put two things on here, and Joe, I'm just gonna go ahead and get us
go for it. No, that'd be great.
You have to ask yourself, what are your values? Because what your values are going to dictate or going to kind of determine or indicate which direction you should go. For instance, just like Joe talked about, we're going to go north instead of west. Maybe over here going west, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, are careers where you realize you're going to have to sacrifice your family. 90-hour weeks, traveling a lot with females or something like that. Just things that, as Christians, we probably don't have a lot of business doing. Working on Sundays a ton, things like that. If you know, what are your values? Well, my values are, I don't do those things. I'm not going to spend a lot of alone time with females. I'm not going to, you know, take a job where I spend hours and hours and hours and hours away from my family. These things, what are your values? Are your values about family? Are your values about integrity? Are your values about giving a day to God where you're not going to work on Sundays? That is an important question that you have to ask when you feel directionlessness again, or when you feel directionless, specifically when you're young, is like, okay, what are my values? What kind of person do I want to be? That's ultimately, I guess, the way I should have put this question is like, what kind of person do you want to be? That's what your values are going to indicate.
That's such a good point. As you're talking about it, I'm thinking, okay, high-powered lawyer, 90-hour weeks, right? When you're coming up into being a lawyer, you get all the work put on you. Like, it is very important for you to recognize you're working 80, 90, 100-hour weeks early on. You talk about working on Sundays. Okay, so you want to be a professional athlete. How much time are you giving up from God? Those are the things that if your values are making money, cool. If your values are, being famous, okay, you can be a professional athlete. Those aren't values founded in Scripture, rooted in Scripture. Those are values that are rooted in society and what everybody else wants you to be. Find your values. Find what makes you tick. I love that point so much. I think that's a missing key element to so many young men is to like, I'm directional. Okay, but what would you define your life by? Well, I really like helping people. Okay.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You know what? We were talking off air. Like, my value was to help people, I chose therapy. But it wouldn't necessarily have just been therapy. There's a lot of areas that I think I could help people. But that's something that appealed to me. Yes, there was a need for it. There was a way to make money in it. But there's also an ability to help others. Well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Those are my values, is to be able to provide for my family, to do something that I could scale up on my own terms and on my own time and help people. Great. So I follow my values and I found my direction in life. So I think this is a key one. Number two, though, that you have on here that goes along with it is, what is your mission? And actually, since you're the one that put it here.
Yeah, for sure.
Get us into that. What do you mean by what is your mission?
Yeah, so to me, what your values are will dictate what your mission is going to be. There's a guy I'm getting to know very well. I work with him, actually. Younger guy that's younger than me. Got a lot of respect for him. He said somebody asked him one time what was his mission. You know, just generically speaking, hey, what is your mission? Mission in life, kind of thing. And you know, this guy that I'm getting to know really well because I work with him. He said he thought about it for a while. Thought about it for days, and finally he decided on what his mission was. And I loved, I'm not going to phrase it exactly the way he said it, but basically he decided his mission was to bring out the best in other people around him based on essentially the way he led when he was around them. Like his leadership, he wanted to bring the best out in people, motivate them to work even harder and to be even better than they were before, he came into the picture. I thought that was just really cool. Again, this guy's younger than me, 21, 22 years old. And he's decided that's what he wants his mission in life to be. I'm thinking about my dad and, kind of his mission of really strengthening people, the foundation of people's faith using Christian evidences. That's his mission. And, again, you might be 17 going, man, I don't know what my mission is going to be. That's something that I would encourage you to start thinking about. What do you want your mission to be? Do you want your mission, even if it's something like, I just want to be a really, really hard worker, somebody who's really dependable and reliable. You'll be successful if that's your mission. If it is more leadership-based, there's a lot of managerial jobs that are going to be out there for you. If it is, we're going to get into kind of passions and talents here in a second, but what is your mission in life? Is your mission to, again, this kind of ties into what Joe's talking about with like helping people and things like that. Maybe, from a spiritual perspective, your mission is you want to teach God's word, you want to spread God's word, you want to fill in the blank. What is your mission? If you don't know your values and you don't know your mission, I don't mean to be harsh, but no wonder you're directionlessness, or you're directionless. I keep mixing that up. No wonder you're directionless. So I would say know what your values are and then determine what do you want your mission to be? Because that is the nice thing. You can craft that however you want it and you can pursue it however you want it. So that's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I would say grab a notebook, spend some time in deep prayer. Yep. Going back to the last one, right? Last episode. Spend some time in deep prayer. Spend some time genuinely actually writing these things down, writing down your values, writing down your mission statement, whatever it is, praying over these things, talking to a mentor, talking to your dad about it, whatever it is, where you're really trying to craft who you want to be, because what you want to do is just an extension of who you want to be. If you can figure out who you want to be first, I think what you want to do will then come back around. And I think that's to your point of the values and mission.
Yeah.
You have to know yourself before you know what you're going to do. That's kind of the arm, the extension of you. Start to figure out who you are, write that down, be about that, right? Talk to people that love you, talk to people that are in your corner and say, what do you see in me, right? What do you think my values are? These are the things that I think I'm passionate about, or these are the things I think that I have value on. And I guess that gets us into the third one.
Well, I was just going to say real quick, all companies have a mission statement.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say all. Most.
Most.
Most have a mission statement. Like, this is what we want to be. This is what we're aiming towards. And man, does it really help when you work for a company that, okay, we know where we're headed.
Yep.
Same thing with yourself. If you know what your mission is, you know which what direction you're headed. It's going to help you with this problem of directionlessness. So Joe, but get us into that kind of third question.
Yeah. Cause the third one kind of just goes right along with this. Like, what are your talents, passions? It's still about you. You're trying to discover you. And I guess that's really what's coming out in this is, when you are directionless, understand you. Figure out who you are. What is it that makes you tick? What are your talents? What are your passions? What are the things that you really feel led by, that you feel led or called to? When you say, well, this is why I'm directionless. I don't know. I don't have a passion. Take a step back. This is where, again, having other people in your corner where you can go,
What am I good at?
What am I good at? What do you think I'm good at? And they might go, you're fantastic at talking to people. You go, what? I am? I did not realize. There may be something like that. You go, okay, well, what is a career in that in terms of talking to people? There's actually a lot of them. But make sure you're talking to people who know you if you don't know what these things are. Okay, what if you have a passion to be a professional athlete, professional football player, whatever it is? What I would say is, why is that your passion? What is it about being a professional athlete that really inspires you? Well, I love what I do. I love playing the sport. Okay, that's true. Does it meet your values? We go back to it. Does it accomplish a mission that you set for yourself? And maybe
that wouldn't, but a personal trainer would.
Correct. You know, stuff like that. That's exactly it. Something that could be like, well, I do love working this. Okay, can I get into the football world and not have it consume my life and take me away from God? I don't know. Is that possible? Now we're looking at, like you said, the personal trainer. We're looking at chiropractic. We're looking at who knows what, you know what I mean? Yeah. Getting to work with these athletes. We're getting to look at GM and going into the management side of it. Things like that. If you're inspired by it, don't just count it out and go, well, no, I can't do that anymore. Okay, what other areas can you maybe look into that go along with your talents, with your passions?
Yeah, I think, Joe, you brought up before something your dad says about learning to love what you do.
Yeah, you're not always going to be able to do what you love. Learn to love what you do.
Yeah, and I think that definitely applies here. But when you think about what are your talents and your passions, it's a whole lot easier to work at a job or to work in a career where you are passionate about it. And unfortunately, and this goes to your dad's point of like, you can basically, every place you work, you can learn to love what you do. It's a choice.
Yeah.
But I do think a lot of people maybe are wrapped up in careers and jobs and have the wrong mentality or whatever, where they're not passionate about it. It's just a paycheck for them. It's just right. A job for them. What I do right now for Chick-fil-A, I work as a director there. One of the things we kind of talk about with our hiring practice is like, we can tell if somebody's just there just because they want a paycheck and they're just there for a job, that's probably not the type of person that we're looking for, because we want somebody who is bought into our mission. Going back to the mission, we want somebody who is bought into what are we trying to do as a company? What are we trying to do as a just one store, just one restaurant there in Spring Hill, Tennessee? If they're just there for the paycheck, that's not exactly what we're looking for. And I think similarly, if you're just going to go through your life like, I just got to make a paycheck, you know, I just got to make sure I can provide, and obviously want to provide for family is good, but like if that's the only thing you're going for, that's going to not be a very fulfilling life. That's going to be a pretty depressing life, I would say, if I can even go as far as to say that. And so your talent, what are you talented in? What are you passionate about? I have to be careful with this one because it's not always the case that what you're passionate about is going to be able to be what your career is. Right. Like that's just unrealistic. Again, maybe you're really talented at acting. There's not a lot of Hollywood stars. Like, it's just not always going to work out that way. And so to Joe's point, I love what you just brought up about finding other ways to kind of use that talent for good, so to speak. So yeah, I really like that point.
While maintaining reality.
Yes.
You know, stay grounded in reality of like, there are certain things you're going to be able to do and there's certain things you probably are not going to be able to do. Again, does it align? This is the importance of, does it align with my values? Does it align with the mission of what I'm trying to accomplish? The last thing we have on our list here, what to do when you feel directionless, I just put move your feet. Talked about it before, I think. The idea of in hockey, my dad always said, like, move your feet. The puck's not going to come to you if you're not moving. If you're just standing still like, waiting for the play to happen, it's never actually going to come to your stick. If you're moving your feet away from the puck, all of a sudden you find that the puck is coming to you and now you're already moving. So the best thing you can do is even when you don't have the puck on your stick, so to speak, even when you're not necessarily in the driver's seat and everything's happening all at once, move your feet. Start working on things. Get up and do something. And so how do you know that your life, you might be ultra fulfilled working at the sanitation district? You don't know. I mean, reach out, try a few different things. If you really are directionless, the worst thing you can do is just sit on your hands and just go, well, what are you going to do? You know, not a whole lot that I can do. The worst thing you can do is to not move your feet, is to stand still. So get busy doing something and figuring out, okay, in the meantime, I just like making money. So I do like maybe working at Wendy's because at least I have a paycheck and I can save for certain things or I could put away for XYZ. Maybe that's what you end up enjoying and maybe you end up loving Wendy's and you stay and you get to be a manager. There's no shame in that. If you wanted to be all the way up, I mean, this is how a lot of people at Chick-fil-A start. They start making, what, $13 an hour? And next thing you know, they stay in the company, your brother at Publix. You stay in the company long enough, you move up.
Get a corporate job or something.
Exactly. Yeah. You could make good money. You just don't know. And maybe that is your direction in life, but you didn't know that until you gave it a shot. So the biggest thing you can do is move your feet and try. Actually reach out, try to get a job, do something.
I don't have a lot to add to that. I think that speaks to a lot of what we talk about in this podcast of like, don't accept mediocrity, just go for it, you know? And it again, the struggle here is like, well, I'm just going to get up and go try to be a professional basketball player. Be realistic with this. This speaks to go watch our Chase Your Dreams episode where that's not always going to be the case. A lot of these things we talk about, there has to be a balance. But when it comes to being directionlessness, the best way to stay directionless is to not do anything, is to just think about how directionless you are. Like, that's the best way to stay in that state. And so,
and to be lonely in it, to not talk to anybody.
Talk to others. Joe brought that up of like, find people who could give you really solid advice. If, unfortunately, if it's not your parents, if it's not your dad, look for mentors, look for people, hopefully within your church, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, other outlets that you could find them. But, like, again, to ask, okay, what am I good at? What do you think I should do here? This is a tough one. We kind of had a tough time quantifying exactly what we wanted to say here. But I think a lot of these principles are important of discovering what are your values. What is your mission? As Joe said, I love kind of write that down. Figure out what do you want your mission in life to be, you know, and, you know, what are your talents and passions? All these things are going to can be crafted into you discovering what your life purpose is. To go back to what are the causes of directionlessness, lack of understanding of purpose. First and foremost, your purpose is to glorify God in everything that you do, is to reflect Christ. That can be done so many different ways. So get even more specific about what your purpose in life is to be. And yeah, I don't have a ton to add to that. I mean,
We didn't really get into the blue collar, white collar. I think we have it in another episode in terms of choosing your career. Don't want to get too much into that. I think you wrapped us up really well. It's a difficult thing because, again, as Will started with, this wasn't necessarily our issue from day one. This is an issue of a lot. There is no judgment in saying, like, it's daunting to look at being 17, 18 going, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? We get it. It is daunting. It is scary. There is the unknown. There is the fear of failure. God's got you. You're always valued by God. I love the idea of talking to somebody else, talking to a mentor, just letting them go, that's really tough, man. That's really, really tough. Sometimes just getting that, some encouragement to say, and some validation of, this is a very difficult time in life as you're coming into this and figuring out what you want to do. Move your feet. Just stay busy. Find who you are first is all we'd say, is find who you are before what you want to go be, because that's the biggest thing. Solidify yourself in Christ. Solidify yourself in your family. Solidify yourself as a man. And I think the direction will then come after that, after you find out who you want to be and who you are. So yeah, I think you wrapped us up well. We'll use that as a wrap. And we very much appreciate you listening. This has been episode 64, the Godly Amen podcast. We will talk to you again next week.